Welcome to Ruben Comics Podcast. Today's discussion will be about the Batman. Man, we've been getting plenty of DC news lately. James Gunn is one of the CEOs of DC Studios. He'll be in charge of the creative side. Peter Safran will run the business side of things like the budget, marketing, etc. Henry Cavill is back as Superman. Things are looking brighter than ever. I'm a huge supporter of James Gunn dating back to the Scooby-Doo movies, and I can't wait to see how it all turns out in their 10-year plan, so to speak. How the hierarchy of power has changed. With that out of the way, let's talk about the Batman. The Batman is a great experience. Ever since that first trailer came out of DC fandom, I've been on the edge of my seat. Matt Reeves wanted to dive into the detective side, world's greatest detective. From what I saw from his Planet of the Apes films, he's great at crafting a mystery with great visuals. His Gotham City is like a cross between Burton's aesthetic and Nolan's gritty approach. Put them together, you get streets filled with crime on every corner. City Hall, Gotham Square, drop heads robbing gas stations, Joker-like crew, and a modern-day feel with fantastical elements, like the worst place on earth. Best of both worlds. DC ought to skip the origin story entirely and have Batman in his second year during Halloween. Reeves takes elements from the long Halloween, swapping the holiday killer with the Riddler. Yeah, he's creepy as hell. This ain't your Jim Carrey Riddler, also a great version. Opening scene goes from his perspective, his lenses, scouting out the mayor's office. There's this web of lies and corruptions linking back to the renewal fund. We all know Carmine Falcone was running the show. He'd been the mayor for the last 20 years. Everybody's in his pocket. Politicians, GCPD, the district attorney, courts, the Penguin, you name it. Riddler is trying to steer Batman on their trail. It just happened to be theatrical. He pulled a stealth kill on Don Mitchell with a carpet tool as the murder weapon. The biggest clue in the movie. Wraps his head in duct tape. Cuts his thumb off. He even blew Gil Coulson's head off. The door is wide open for Harvey Dent to step in. We'll see. Riddler's getup was inspired by the Zodiac Killer. From the heavy breathing to a creepy theme song, Maria Soul. All kind of creepy. He even got a cult. He was an orphan at Wayne Manor, grew a boiling hatred for the Waynes and every other rich rat in Gotham. Working as a forensic accountant is what set him off and became the Riddler. And he may have been inspired by Batman, but in a more twisted way. Batman's out here cleaning the streets, narrates his thoughts in a journal. He even cracks some skulls. A vengeance. And it's not just criminals that are scared of him. Citizens too. Even the Chinese guy. I didn't know what to expect from Robert Pattinson. I think he's off to a good start. Nothing like his Twilight days, that's for sure. Maybe a little. His suit reminds me of Gotham by Gaslight, from the cowl to the boots. His grappling hook is on his arm. The Bat Emblem might be made up of the gun that killed Bruce's parents. It even comes off. He hardly used any batarangs. He has a lot of proto-gadgets that he'll improve throughout the trilogy. His Batcave is underneath Wayne Tower through an abandoned subway tunnel. His father used it to get to work from Wayne Manor. Now it's his base of operations. Analyzing evidence, watching footage from these proto-detective lenses from the Arkham games to find more clues, and write everything in his journal. It's a cool sequence with Nirvana playing in the background. Something in the way. Bruce and Alfred are pretty distant, not as close as other versions. Andy Serkis has been getting a lot of roles. Claw from Black Panther, Caesar from Planet of the Apes, Golem. Bruce wants nothing to do with Wayne Enterprises. He's Batman 24/7. Got the emo makeup over his mask. His father and mother are caught in the conspiracy too. I'm no stranger to the Waynes being evil. It happened in the Telltale series. Here it's not so bad. His dad just made a mistake. He was trying to protect his wife from a reporter, Edward Elliot, Thomas Elliot, aka Hush's great-grandfather. Hush is a Batman villain from his rogues gallery. Wrapped bandages over his head like a mummy. He and Bruce were basically homies. Thomas tried to kill both his parents in a car accident. Pretty messed up. Thomas Wayne saved his mother, and that sparked his feud with the Waynes. Just like Riddler, Hush sounds like a cool villain Reeves could use for one of the sequels. Just putting it out there. Bruce's father asked Falcone for a favor, and ended up killing the man. Okay, it's bad. Thomas was going to confess at the GCPD, but Falcone wasn't having it.
Hey, I'm trying to run an empire here. Snitches get stitches. Who we got available? Joe Chill, tell him to kill the Waynes. I don't care how, just do it.
Crime alley, pulls drop. We all know how that went down. Things just got out of hand. Did I also mention he's Selina's father? It kind of brought Bruce and Alfred closer. Not shaking hands close, but it's a start. My favorite scene is the car chase involving Batman and Penguin. And the Riddler interrogation scene. Pengy Dottie beat Batman, proud of himself. Then the Batmobile busts out of the flames. Like a phoenix, he has risen from the ashes, totaling Penguin's car like a boss. Like Mario calling me and my brother, he always wins. That has to be one of the best Batmobiles I've ever seen. Top 5. Penguin is one of my highlights in the movie. I hardly even recognize Colin Farrell underneath all that makeup. He looked like a macaroni penguin. He corrected Batman going on that Spanish.
Hey, I'm the only one speaking Spanish here?
He's up there with Danny DeVito. He even got his little penguin walk after Batman going left at the bridge. He all tied up.
Hey, give me a ride.
Towards the end, Gotham's a no man's land. He'll fill in the power vacuum left by Falcone. I'll definitely watch the Penguin spinoff. Batman brings Falcone to the light. Riddler snipes him from a distance. No wonder he got some good angles. He was right next door the whole time. He left all his gear and traps as a confession. He wanted to get caught at Arkham Asylum. He gives this big speech about his childhood. How Bruce Wayne had a penthouse and all he had was a pillow along with rats. He thinks he's helping everybody, but he's really making everything worse. I'm thinking he knows Batman's secret identity. Thankfully, he didn't. Dodger boy there. Or did he? Nah. I'm pretty sure he's like, people just want to mask you, but they're missing the point. I'm looking at the real you right now. We all know for sure. I'll hand it to him. He was right about the pigs. Everything else is off the rails. Flooding Gotham. He did the exact same thing in Batman Zero Year. Inspired a cult. He looks harmless, but disturbing as hell. Batman fed them Riddler cult members the hands. The action is hit or miss at times. It doesn't ruin the film. Just not how I expect Batman would fight like Batman vs. Superman and the Arkham games. That warehouse scene, Batfleck's fighting like there's no tomorrow. The more I watched it,
the more I got used to his fighting style. Maybe they'll crank it up in the sequels. Have him go against the Court of Owls. Catwoman gets jumped by one of Riddler's goons.
Batman jets that Venom-like castle as a last resort. Pumps his adrenaline to 11. He almost killed that guy. I kid you not. If Gordon had showed up, he'd be dead. It looked like a version of Bane's Venom that he used to Hulk out. They might have already fought during year one, and Batman kept some of it for safekeeping. That same goon stole Batman's catchphrase, "I'm vengeance." It was at that moment he realized vengeance won't change the past, his or anyone else's. Saving the citizens from getting turned into soak-fried chicken is him killing the Vengeance persona and becoming the hero Gotham needs. It's beautiful. It's worth knowing that every time there's a new Joker in town, I'm scared to death. Heath Ledger scared me in The Dark Knight. Jared Leto scared me in the Suicide Squad Comic-Con trailer. I was even friends with him in the Telltale game. Had come loose after he killed those agents. Phoenix Joker kept me up at night. I'm just glad I made it out of that film alive. And now, Barry Keoghan's Joker gave me sleep paralysis. It was after I watched that deleted scene with Batman interrogating him at Arkham Asylum. Barry Keoghan is a rising star. He was one of the standouts in Eternals. Underrated gem. Batman might have already encountered him during year one. He just buying his time, waiting to stir up trouble, taking Riddler under his wing. Someone better keep an eye on him. Just saying, the Batman had a great storyline. I'm not entirely sold on Robert Pattinson yet, but his Batman's journey is off to a good start. All I need is to see him in one more film to better assess him among the other Caped Crusaders, like Ben Affleck. Paul Dano is fantastic as the Riddler, and he ended up being the catalyst for the Caped Crusaders' journey in his mission to clean Gotham. Or at least try. Only with Falcone gone, there's going to be a power grab, no man's land. I really like Jeffrey Wright as Lieutenant Jim Gordon. It's like if Batman teamed up with The Watcher. Zoe Kravitz knocked it out of the park. She's up there with Michelle Pfeiffer, and no one can top Michelle Pfeiffer. I want Reeves to do Mr. Freeze in the sequel. This can be a golden opportunity for Bruce to utilize his father's company for the good of Gotham. Dive into the philanthropy side of Bruce Wayne. Mayor Belle Royale thinks Bruce is lazy. Little does she know, he dresses up like a bat and can showcase some of the shady corporations of Gotham, like GovCorp. The Court of Owls will be awesome too. I wish Ben Affleck still got his Batman vs. Deathstroke movie, since they both exist in their respective universes. James Gunn isn't touching Matt Reeves' universe anytime soon. If there's anything I learned from these superhero movies and behind the scenes, is you never know what might happen next. We'll just have to wait and see. I'll be sharing 10 facts about the Batman. 1. Kurt Cobain was a major inspiration for the Batman. 2. The opening is influenced by Alfred Hitchcock. 3. The Batmobile is electric. And his interest in the movie was inspired by Stephen King's novel, Christine, which is about a possessed car. 4. Gotham is actually mostly British. It was shot in the UK. 5. The Batcave is based on secret New York railways. 6. The Riddler's unmasking mimics a classic painting, Nighthawks. Ridley Scott used it as an inspiration for a Blade Runner scene. 7. Robert auditioned with Val Kilmer's Batman Forever suit. 8. Robert Pattinson was once roommates with Charlie Cox and Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man and Daredevil respectively.
How times have changed. 9. Gotham got his name from a phone book. 10. Not many people know this, but Batman used to kill people. This is Ruben Comics Podcast. Thank you for listening. Next episode will be Ant-Man the Wasp. Signing off.